elders as living libraries. In oral cultures, elders are the living libraries, carrying decades of observations about weather patterns, plant medicines, conflict resolution, and the deep stories that encode the people's values. When an elder dies without passing on their knowledge, it's like a library burning. Yet modern culture warehouses elders in nursing homes, treating them as obsolete rather than as resources. We've substituted Google for grandparents, algorithms for ancestral wisdom. But no database can replace the nuanced understanding that comes from 70 years of paying attention to one place, one people, one way of life. The good life includes deliberately seeking the company of elders, asking them questions about their lives, recording their stories, learning their skills. This isn't sentimentality, but practical wisdom transmission. How did they handle hardship? What have they learned about relationships? What do they regret? What brings them joy? Their answers, distilled through lived experience, carry weight that no TED Talk or self-help book can match. And in the process of this transmission, both elder and younger are honored. The elder's life gains meaning through teaching. The younger's path is illuminated by precedent.